Oh, come on. Go, go. Do you remember the BMW 1M? The 2011 1M?
Yeah, yeah.
The car that we dubbed as a moment in time car.
Yes, for sure.
I think that's what the RS3 is.
Okay, all right.
We're in the 2022 RS3, Audi's very special five-cylinder engine.
Yes.
In the U.S., you can't buy five cylinders anymore. Just think of it as half of a V10, because it kind of makes those sounds.
Yeah, any odd number or unexpected number of cylinders always sounds really cool. Okay?
Yeah, it
and
does.
And the five-cylinder is really fun.
So here's this car, the only five-cylinder you can buy in the U.S.
Yep.
The Audi TT RS is still available in Europe, as is the RS Q3. Those have the same five-cylinder engine, but this is a unique little beast.
It is.
So unique that it's in such high demand, if you want one from this recording, I think you'll have to wait about a year. We've been waiting to drive this car.
Yeah,
I've been very curious about it because of the engine. It makes 401 horsepower, 369 pound-feet of torque, which is quite a bit.
I kept thinking about it in relation to the S3.
Oh, yeah.
The hot three, okay? You've got the Audi A3 and then the S3, and this is the RS3. Compared to the S3, think about this for a second. This has almost 100 more horsepower and 74 pound-feet more torque. That is a significant bump.
In the same size car.
It weighs about 100 pounds more. Now, this is a heavy car. It's 3,600 pounds.
It's deceivingly heavy.
It doesn't feel that heavy at all, but you gained about 30%+ more horsepower and torque, which is huge. And you gained this engine that has this interesting voice and personality.
That's the best part of the car. I love the power on this.
Mm-hmm.
You put your foot in it, and it thinks for a minute.
Yeah.
And then I don't think anybody near you will have the same kind of rocket ship acceleration. It just takes off.
It's very unexpected.
It's so endearing.
Yeah, it is.
I love the power in this car. But then when you start to get into the steering and the handling, you'll instantly realize that, MQB.
Yep.
That is the special platform upon which this is built. It's
yes.
The Evo generation. It's the same one as the Golf.
Mm-hmm.
You feel it.
The Golf and the Jetta and the Passat and the Atlas and the Volkswagen products are made on the MQB platform. That's what this is.
So I instantly feel that chassis dynamic. I think, okay, but wait, I'm in an Audi, $65,000 Audi, a little tiny car.
If you're watching because you want an RS3 or any other car, you need Autotempest.com to search all the car markets and even research dealers. Autotempest helps you search nationwide across all the used car sites, including Craigslist and Facebook Marketplace. Plus, you can get email alerts so you never miss a listing.
We use it to research for our podcast, to search for crazy road trip cars, and just because we like to dream. And Autotempest can even help with new cars, pricing out the options and getting local dealer quotes.
So if you're looking for this RS3 or the prior generation, autotempest.com/everyday can get you the help you need.
Autotempest. All the cars, one search.
As good as the power is, I want the rest of the car to match what the engine does, this personality that the engine has. Because this has quattro, and quattro to Audi is synonymous. I mean, they've been building five-cylinder engines for 40 years.
Yep.
That's their thing. Quattro is their thing. Mm-hmm. So is turning a sedan into something unrecognizable. It's like this limping monster, you know, dragging a foot, just like the 1M.
Why is he dragging a foot?
Like drooling.
All right. He's angry and not quite right. I get it.
He's
going
to do unexpected things.
All right.
That's what the handling does.
Okay.
It's unexpected. It's not precise. It's not consistent. Every corner is different because of what the power is doing. The steering is sort of like you're driving a video game blindfolded.
Wow, okay.
And it's got the same consequences as a video game. You can just hit the reset button. The Quattro system is that good.
Okay, the Quattro reset. I didn't think about that. Interesting point.
Come into a corner too hot, add power, don't add power, lift. Steer in too early, steer in too late. It's like a giant reset button because it's constantly, you can feel this car just shifting power around.
You can, actually, you're
and
right.
And it's got that differential out of the Golf R.
Uh-huh.
That one that splits the torque 50.
Yep. Takes 50% to the back and then can shove then, either side of that all the way, yep.
But this steering feel is so vague and uncommunicative. It's like the worst EV you've ever driven. It's like they forgot about.
Okay.
You need to get some kind of pleasure and feel out of the steering. One big caveat is that this car is running winter tires.
Yes.
So I will blame that initial lack of interest.
That does make it a little more vague instantly.
The car's just not interested in doing much. Those are the winter tires. I do think the performance tires will make that initial turn in really come to life.
And you can get Trofeo R's on this.
Exactly.
Imagine Trofeo R's on this. That would dial up the precision
seriously
massively.
It's like a consequence-free environment. You can just turn in late, turn in early, add power, don't add power.
It's less than 20 degrees outside and we have on full winter tires. So we understand that the steering's only going to get more precise than this.
People want to know if this is good as a daily, or if you could take this to the track, or what if you just own this car and didn't take it to the track? Absolutely, all of the above. It's got so much character, but this isn't the ideal track car. If you're wanting it for specific track purposes, I'd get something different. But could you take this to the track occasionally?
Yes.
Absolutely, that's what RS means. The steering, it's keeping me from really loving this car.
Interesting, okay.
It's a little unpredictable. Okay, that's downshift.
Yep. Just gave you RS performance.
Thank you. Excellent. See? Oh, and the instrument panel comes to life.
Yep.
I love Audi's digital display. They are.
Yep. They call that
excellent.
The runway.
It is a runway.
Use. Yes.
Yes.
Turning radius is actually less than some of the other cars in the three.
Other people have asked, what is the deal with the chicken nugget shifter? I didn't know that's what that was called.
Well, the chicken nugget shifter is their, I thought it was their manual, because that's
just
a weird shaver thing. That's a, shaver toggle,
really,
whatever
it's
that
just
is.
Just a kind of a button, which actually works okay. I get it. Mm-hmm. But the instrument panel is something I really like. It's very clean, but interesting.
I agree.
This is the place to be. I didn't like the last A3. It was bland and featureless. Billy Idol, eyes without a face. It was this nothing instrument panel.
Well, and this is also a lot better than what they're putting in the Golf right now. I was worried about it just being a lift over from what's in the Golf, and this is actually much more interesting and works better than that too.
Exterior styling is quite interesting, because a car this small that looks aggressive, you can't help but notice it. Mm. I think even people who really don't know what this is and just see a little four-door kind of like, now what is that? Mm. Especially with the trim, and especially with the front track. You look up the specs on this car, and the front track is 2.7 inches wider in the front, in addition to having a staggered fitment, but it's reversed. It's almost an inch wider wheels and tires in the front
265s
than
up
the back.
245s in the back.
We're trying to overcompensate
for
something.
Yes, big time. But keep in mind, the front wheel drive only Civic Type R has 265 square.
All around. Why can't,
this is 265 up front only. There was engineering discussion,
guarantee there was.
Yes.
But I don't think that has paid off in terms of steering feel. It's paid off in terms of what the car can do, but it's kind of like the Golf R, sort of keeping you at arm's length from the fun.
That's the Volkswagen feel, and that's it. That
it's
maintains
the Volkswagen way.
I can see that for sure, yeah.
So it's not apparent visually at first, but you walk around this car, notice the styling. I mean, I do like what Audi's doing stylistically speaking. Everything Audi does is actually really nice, really sensitive surfaces. But then look at the track, look at the, you know, the proportions, how this car sits. It's very aggressive, and I feel like this is a moment in time car because of the engine, because of this recipe. I can see why there's a huge waiting list for this car.
I can too, and I like this even more than you do.
Do you?
I'm a pretty big fan of this, and it surprised me, which is one of the things I like about it the most. But I think I was most pleased to see this is the Audi interface, which is much better than the current Volkswagen interface, and this isn't just a lift with nicer materials from the Golf or the Golf R and now in the Audi. This feels like you stepped up. I like the vent design. I like the fact that it just has interest in here. And yet it is, if you want to think about it, it is the cheapest thing Audi makes now hotted up again, which I was just worried about it not feeling nice in here. And there's buttons down here
for
stuff like HVAC.
Yes, the volume knob is a little bit, you got to get used to it at first, but it does work well. Mm-hmm. I feel like this does feel like 60, 65 grand. Now, it does have a lot of the extras. Mm-hmm. It's loaded how you want it to be.
Yeah, it is.
So, yeah, 65 grand.
It's a lot.
At that level, you have options. You've got other things that you need to look at. Because adults aren't fitting back here, I tried to get in back here, and I didn't like it. I mean, that's like a go to lunch.
It's the Golf platform. If you look up the wheelbase, it's a Golf. I mean, it is that.
It is.
Much nicer. Please don't get me wrong, but this is the architecture we're working with.
This is an entertainment. You're going to want to dip into the power all the time, everywhere you go. It's just that initial hesitation. The transmission doesn't feel like it wants to shift very quickly. It's just sort of like, it just got up in the morning, like, what are we doing?
Especially
you
in comfort mode.
Now?
In comfort mode, it eases you into everything. And it also gets quieter in comfort mode, which with the five-cylinder, you kind of don't want.
I never want it to get quiet.
I know. I understand.
Drive this thing.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Sport exhaust system, that's $1,000. The Black Optic Plus package, $750. The Audi Side Assist with Cross Traffic Alert. And the RS Technology Package, that's $2,750. So, $65,000.
This is a lot. But it got me thinking about what else would you buy that are the direct competitors. And I also want to talk about the thing that many of you have watched this video for, and that is drift mode. I did what we would all do if we are car people first. We got this. I took it for a drive. I immediately went to an empty parking lot, and I tried drift mode because of course I did.
How did it work out?
RS rear torque mode is what it's really called. Yeah. They didn't put drift on it. Turn off all the electronic stability controls, get everything off, go for it. Once you think about how it's working, it feels exactly like how it works. And what I'm saying is, it does work. It's surprisingly good. However, you feel it think and you feel it activate. It isn't the organic, natural thing of the way a normal car drifts, because that's not what it's doing. It's throwing power to the rear, and then it's figuring out via sensors which wheel it needs to overdrive in order to initiate the drift. Now, once it does, it actually is controllable, and you can modulate.
Could you hold?
Which was better than we got in the Golf R. However, you feel the kick on.
Yeah.
You feel the, oh, it thinks, oh, it did it, oh, now look, I'm drifting. It is a party trick. It's a good party trick, but it is ultimately a sleight of hand notion and not a natural organic thing, which isn't surprising based on the reality.
It's not the architecture of the car.
Not exactly right. There's no question that it works. I want to bring it up first because it is the last reason to buy this. I can't believe it exists, but very cool. Let's go to the reason you do buy the car. The engine.
The engine.
This has had, if you think about it, related to all of the Golf products, related to the 3 Series models, the A3 and the S3. This has had a heart transplant. And if I stay with the idea, with the only bionic heart in the lineup, this is a special engine. It sounds good. It
yes.
feels good. It's fun to work with. And that heart transplant has transformed the feel of this car. It has made it interesting in a way that the MQB platform is not. This is by far the most interesting car on this platform I have ever driven. And that
well, I agree
engine
with
is
that.
Probably 75% of it.
At least,
now,
yeah.
I agree with you. There's not much steering feel. I would be even curious to drive this in a track setting with track tires because I think it would like it a lot more. However,
tires would change a lot.
This is not a, oh, wow, look at the all the information through the wheel. You can go in here and go sports setting or whatever. You can do all your individual modes. It's not like a precise, granular feel. That's not happening. But the engine is just something you want to play with. And I started thinking about who this is for and the competition, because $65,000 puts it right in the direct lineup of two cars it should compete with, the new 2 Series BMW
sure.
and the CLA AMG 45, which was $70,000.
Yep, okay? Yep.
I would buy this over the 2 Series. It's more interesting. The 2 Series is also wildly heavy and all-wheel drive, and I think this is more attractive, more interesting, and also feels smaller in spite of the fact it weighs 3,600 pounds.
It feels smaller. I agree to that.
This feels much smaller than the weight suggests, and I look at it and I go, hardly anybody makes a sedan that size anymore. I mean, I know Corollas exist and Civics exist, but we're talking about that level, and I think most of the time now when a manufacturer gets excited about a sedan, it's always bigger than this. This is a smallish sedan. It's like a little, like, sporty
tiny.
Fighter of a car,
yeah,
and I
yeah.
really love that about cars in general, and I like that here, and it does make it the same size as that CLA AMG 45, which is more expensive, but I would also argue more fun. And it has a little bit more theater about it.
Yes,
this
I agree
has a more
that.
Interesting engine. The CLA actually turns it a bit sharper and has a little bit more, come on, we got to do something crazy.
Totally.
The Audi is like, what would you like to do, sir? The CLA is like, can we get in trouble? That's the difference.
Can we go do something stupid?
I do like this a lot.
Yeah.
In fact,
yeah.
I think this and the Audi e-tron are the best thing Audi sells right now.
I agree to that. Ooh, the power. Nobody can stand in your way. I don't care what car you're driving.
I really like working with this car.
It's superb.
One of those moments that we have in this show every now and then when I get in something and I've heard about it and I get in and I go, no, this is better than that.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of those nice surprise moments. And I love being surprised when we do this because we drive everything. And I don't care if it's a silver SUV that surprises me. This isn't, thankfully. But I like getting into something and being like, oh, this is actually better than I thought. I thought this would be good. I think it is one of the best things Audi sells. And I love the size of it more than anything. It just feels like it's wants to play because it's little and interested, and it has a fantastic little engine. There is more precision available, but if you're buying your executive commuter with a little bit of personality, this has got to be way up there. And I would buy it every time over the 2 Series. I would also buy it over the 3 Series because I just think it's more interesting. Those cars aren't used for track cars. They can be, but that's not how they're used. They're used as nice, fast, interesting commuters. This wins on all those fronts.
The biggest thing that was my holdback was the hesitation of the transmission. It just hesitates up or down when you're doing the paddles, when you're not doing the paddles. It just, whoa.
I think it's extreme.
There's going to be a lot of power. Are you sure you want to do that? And then we do it.
This car is extremely mode dependent. The upper level modes, the supposed to be super sporty modes, feel kind of like what the middle grade modes should be. There isn't a crazy mode. There isn't a, oh my gosh, like
even
pop
though,
off the shifts mode.
That's what I'm looking for.
In the RS3.
That's what I'm looking for.
The comfort mode is downright lazy. Lazy. So you get into the sporty modes and that feels like, oh yeah,
agreed.
Okay, we're doing some sporting.
There isn't
a rapid fire mode. The paddles respond. It does what it should. It doesn't have that rifle crack thing where it's like, oh, we're shifting now.
I'm ready for that.
I'm surprised.
Kablam, kablam.
There's no surprise here.
I'm ready for parts to be spit out the back.
That's much more the demeanor of the CLA, which feels like it might explode at any moment. I mean, it literally feels like the entire car might disintegrate.
That's also the problem with the CLA.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. You like to talk about the dial for the turbo. They took the dial for that 4-cylinder, and there it didn't go to 11. They went to, like, 25. And it's supposed to go to 10.
It's supposed to go to warranty. We can replace it in our warranty, and we went way past that. Yeah.
This 5-cylinder does so much to make this good, and the fact that this has a worthwhile interior that is interesting, I really like this. I don't think it wins for me at $65,000. I think I personally, because I am that guy, would do the big bewinged CLA. But this over the 2 Series, every time.
I mean, I like the precision of the BMW that this doesn't have.
But the BMW
but it feels
bigger and
distant.
Mute.
Yeah. There is a lot of personality to this. So again, this is in high demand.
Mm-hmm.
That should show Audi. It was because of really the chip shortage and just customer demand and the fact that they can't crank these out as quickly as they can other cars. So Audi, keep building these. Keep putting your brilliant 5-cylinder. Nobody else is doing that. That does differentiate the brand, I think.
I love that they are offering this at all. And I have to say, if you are one of the people on a wait list somewhere, good for you. Please don't pay markup. Please don't.
Hopefully
but
not.
Good for you for being on the list.
RS3, finally, we've done it.
Yep.